Genesis, the second chapter of Genesis, and the seventh verse, straight into Job chapter 33, and the fourth verse, John chapter 20, verse 20 through 21. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The man became a living soul. Spirit of God has made me, Job said, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said unto them again, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so send I you. Oh my God. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Oh God, I feel you. God, I feel you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. I want you to put your Bibles down for a minute, and at some point you might need somebody to preach with you. Well, that's not what I'm after, but I want you to put your Bibles down. Hallelujah. For a second, I want you to grab your neighbor's hands, and I want to talk to you on a topic and a subtopic today. And the topic I want to talk to you on is, I'm about to blow up. Those of you that have been praying and fasting, and those of you that have spiritual sensitivity, and those of you that have spiritual receptiveness, I want you to look at somebody, squeeze their hands, and tell them, I'm about to blow up. I don't know about you, but I'm about to blow up. And then I want to talk, then focus on the subtopic, finally, I can breathe again. I can breathe again. Be seated if you can. According to the World Health Organization, air pollution is rapidly becoming a global crisis in many, many parts of the world. At the latest news briefing in Geneva, scientific experts warn that global air pollution is escalating around the world. It is estimated that in 2016 alone, over 12.6 million people died as a result of living or working in an unhealthy environment. Statisticians say air pollution constitutes one in every four deaths globally. Environmental risk factors such as air, water, soil pollution, chemical exposure, climatic changes, and ultraviolet radiation contributes to more than, get this, 100 diseases and injuries every year. This finding more than doubles previous estimations and confirms that air pollution is now the world's largest single environmental health risk on the planet. This is why world leaders are working overtime, collectively strategizing and toiling to reduce air pollution, to create clean energy, because, as they put it, it could save tens of millions of precious lives. among most of the industrialized developing nations with booming economies. Studies list Beijing, China, as one of the most toxic cities in the world. Recently, I perused through selective sections of an extensive report written by members of the research organization based in Berkeley, California, who calls themselves Berkeley Earth. In this article, they very candidly purported that outside air pollution contributes to the death of an estimated 1.6 million people in China every year, which is tantamount to approximately 4,400 people a day who die. A study further shows that about 3 to 8 of China's China's population breathe air that would be considered dangerously harmful and unhealthy by the United States standard. In fact, of the 360 cities in China, more than 90% fail to meet national air quality standards. The noxious toxic fumes have made the air quality in Beijing so dangerous. Men, women, and children are often seen, of all ages, are often seen being forced to wear a surgical mask every time they venture to go outside. Why? Because of air pollution. Now, inasmuch as the Chinese government is disinclined and reluctant to see this information go public, the environmental scientist, a scientific analyst of Berkeley Earth, presented data that proves that air pollution represents 17% of the nation's death rate each year. Which falls more or less between 1.6 to 2.2 million fatalities per year. China may not want to admit it, but it is obvious that air pollution is killing its citizens. And though they are exploding economically, if some radical preventative change or measures aren't implemented, scientific prognosticators forewarn that China's citizens will suffer over 2 million premature deaths due to pollution for decades to come. Now, as alarming that as it sounds, it should be noted that this environmental epidemic is not endemic or restricted to Beijing. For the truth is, China is only a small microcosm, my brothers and sisters, of a universal epidemic on the rise. In fact, among the top 10 of the world's most dangerous air polluted city, with India occupying the number one slot, China is positioned at the very bottom of the list. It goes then to reason that a vast majority of the world's population, including the United States of America, is inhaling death and destruction. Some of us may be inclined to brush this off as some normal environmental evolutionary process of modernity. Others, however, forewarn that this is a major catastrophe in progress. The question then is, what are the growing effects of air pollution? The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, generally known as the EPA, defines air pollution as the release of pollutions into the air that are detrimental to human health and the plants as on a whole. It may seem hard to imagine, but according to environmental experts, microscopic airborne particles, less than 2.5 microns in diameter. Let me explain to you what that means. 2.5 microns. It means that it is about 1,000 times smaller than one hair particle in your head. Are you with me here, somebody? Which means then that it is literally invisible to the natural eye. Are you hearing me, somebody? Yet at the same time, they're saying that these small particles that appears invisible to the human eye can find their way deep down into the lungs, saturate your entire bloodstream, and cause a host of health problems in your body. Air pollution exposure is one of the deadliest cause of acute pulmonary diseases. Watch this. Asthma, strokes, lung cancer, heart attacks, just to mention a few. With the proliferation of technological advancement, the explosion of industries, population overload, exacerbated by the unquenchable crave of man for more and more automobiles, which constantly releases more and more toxic fumes in the air. Our environment has literally become a death trap. We are living, brothers and sisters, in an environment, hallelujah, that is so egregiously polluted and contaminated with so much poisonous toxicity in the air, to the extent where every breath that we take literally spells death and annihilation. Oh my God, we're going to preach after a while. Despite more and more stringent laws and excessive regulations, life on planet Earth is deteriorating and diminishing at an alarming rate. Though we claim to be living far more comfortable than our ancestors, mortality rate is analogous of a genocide or an excessive pandemic. Oh my God. As we drift away from a lifestyle that was once defined, brothers and sisters, by modesty and simplicity, we are killing ourselves because of the abuse of chemical agents polluting the atmosphere, making the air hazardous for us to breathe, which ultimately is reducing the quality of life. It's no wonder we are seeing now more and more individuals who have never bought a pack of cigarettes in their lives being diagnosed with stage 3 metastatic cancer. Oh my God. It has been said, it's sad to say, but we have now reached a stage where just to breathe, oh my God, is a perilous endeavor. But there is hope here this morning. Debilitating, deadly, carcinogenic, poisonous airborne substance released in the atmosphere is robbing even little infants of the gift of life. And as a consequence, every breath that we take, we are literally inviting and cultivating death in our bodies. We are inhaling deadly toxins which invades and attacks our immune system. Them so much so that before most people can ever embrace the thought of retirement, they've got to ensure that they have a great life insurance policy. They've got to ensure, my God have mercy, they got to prepare more to die than to live, for not knowing if they'll ever have the luxury of seeing their 40th birthday. Do I have a witness in here? Toxic, polluted, poisonous air has literally released death and annihilation into the atmosphere, and thus have shortened the average life expectancy around the world. A vast majority of the global population is dying essentially because the very thing that we rely on, hallelujah to God, to give us life, the very thing we rely on to produce and perpetuate and advance our quality of living, the very air that we breathe is the very thing that is destroying lives at an unparalleled rate. The very air that we need to survive is resulting, amen, ruining the lives of millions and sending multitudes to a premature early grave. Oh my God. Albeit, what's far more catastrophic than this is the fact that as it is in the physical realm, brothers and sisters, so it is in the spiritual realm. Air pollution is the one, amen, And as air pollution is to one's physical body, so is the contamination and corruption of sin to the souls of men. Are you with me here? Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. While it is virtually impossible to live in a toxic environment and still enjoy a long, significant quality of life, I should submit to you that it is impossible to live unprotected in a world of sin, death, and destruction, and still gain the glorious benefits of eternal life. Somebody say amen. The reality is you and I are living in an environment that is spiritually and morally polluted. Every time you inhale, death and decay takes a strong grip upon your life. And it's almost as if I can hear the world, amen, I can hear a world mired in chaos and desperation, echoing the infamous words of Eric Garner, who was suffocating from a deadly chokehold from a NYPD officer, kept saying over and over a dozen times these simple words: I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. They were killing him, hallelujah to God, and he was begging for his life, saying, I'm in a state of death, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. But there is not only the voice of Eric Garner that I hear so many in our world today who are echoing those same words: I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Somebody be to help me preach, I feel like going there today. There is a dying generation of unchurched young people desperately seeking for hope, hallelujah to God, that are crying out, I can't breathe, can't breathe. There are nations around the world beleaguered and traumatized, amen somebody, by the political upheavals, economic depravity, and terrorism, and I hear them crying out, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. There are decent, well-intended men and women trapped in abusive marriages, in toxic, amen, destructive relationships, and they're crying out this morning, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. I hear the voice of untold millions caught in the chokehold of drugs and alcohol addiction. Individuals who, like Anthony Weiner, find themselves incarcerated and entombed by a sexual perversion and demonic obsession, and they're crying out in desperation, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Somebody help me, brothers and sisters, hallelujah. I hear the sound of countless multitudes around the globe crying out under the yoke of sin and guilt, truly desiring to be free, crying out, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And even this morning, beneath the comfort of padded church pews, veiled beneath tailor-made high-class fashion, I can hear the voices of troubled, wounded, broken spirit believers crying out in fear and despair, saying, life has got me so whipped, feel like I can't even breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Oh, but why don't you touch somebody and tell them the Holy Ghost can make you breathe again? Oh, come on and say amen, somebody. I come to tell my neighbors, I come to tell those who are under the strongholds of hell that fighting for your life, honey, just breathe. Hallelujah, you keep on breathing, and God's gonna break that yoke up off your neck. Somebody better shout hallelujah up in here. Hallelujah. Slap somebody, tell them you can breathe again. Slap somebody, tell them you can breathe again. Ah, astronauts, amen, astronauts will tell you that before they leave the spacecraft for a, amen, spacewalk, in order to secure themselves from the dangerous elements of space, it is critical, my brothers and sisters, that they insulate and shield their bodies, hallelujah to God, in spacesuits before they become exposed to the perilous environmental, amen, toxicity
vicissitude of space. Come with me, somebody. The laws of astronomy, hallelujah to God, teaches us that space is an unfavorable place, not conducive for human habitation. For one thing, brothers, it is, amen, it is viciously cold and violently temperamental. Space is filled with dangerous radiation, poisonous gases, and worst of all, there is no clean air, hallelujah, for breath, amen, for breathing, no oxygen, and no air pressure. Come on, somebody, thus without adequate supply of oxygen, it is safe to say then, and that for the astronaut, he would literally suffocate and die within a matter of seconds. Oh, come on, here's somebody. And that's what it feels like living in sin. That is the reality of a believer or anybody living outside of the covering of the Holy Spirit. Come